It's not often I get to go bar hopping in pursuit of a story. And even rarer that I get to travel some 9,000 miles to go bar hopping in pursuit of a story. But here I am in Ho Chi Minh City, previously called Saigon, visiting some of the hotels and bars that played pivotal roles in the relationship between the media and the government during the Vietnam War. The most important of these locations may be the Caravelle Hotel. It was here at the Caravelle that the three major television networks of the time, ABC, CBS, and NBC, had their bureau headquarters. On the ninth floor, the Saigon Bar is almost the same as it was during the war, and was an almost required stop for new reporters trying to get their bearings to both Vietnam and the strange news-gathering process that sometimes defied logic. Part of this indoctrination included learning which government officials, both military and civilian, could be relied on for straight news, almost always on background. A little more than a kilometer away, a competing hotel, the Rex Hotel Saigon, was where the daily press briefings were conducted, briefings that became known as the 5 o'clock follies. The Rex also has a rooftop bar where reporters, spies, and diplomats would gather to swap rumors, lies, and sometimes even the truth. A common saying in both hotels was that at one time the government's word was true until proven false, but in Vietnam, the government's word was false until proven true. Both Newsweek and Time magazines were headquartered at the Hotel Continental, with its bar known as the Continental Shelf. It's not often someone gets to spend Christmas bar hopping, but this was an historical visit too good to pass up. In Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, I'm Larry Burris.